WEAS, New York. The following program may be interrupted so that we may bring you the latest war bulletins.
Present the unforgettable radio drama Front Page Farrell, the story of a crack newspaper man and his wife, the story of David and Sally Farrell. Ladies, how often do you slip off your shoe in a darkened movie or under a restaurant table because a painful corn is annoying you? Why allow corns or calluses to make you uncomfortable? Let me tell you about Freezone. Freezone is a liquid. It contains pain-relieving and soothing ingredients that bring satisfying relief. Unlike pads and corn treatments, which only touch the outer surface of a corn, Freezone actually helps remove the corn itself. All you do is follow the simple directions on the bottle. Apply a few drops of Freezone directly on the corn with a special glass applicator which comes in every bottle. Three or four treatments are usually all that are necessary to help remove the corn easily. Freezone is no more trouble, no more bother to use than that. Don't put up with the torture of corns another day. Get Freezone, F-R-E-E-Z-O-N-E, at your drugstore today. And now, Front Page Farrell, the story of a New York newspaper reporter and his wife, Sally. With David and Sally spending the evening with their friends, Chris and Norman Barnett, Paul Dorset stayed home, and home, of course, is Professor Taylor Caldwell's residence, where Paul has been living since Sunday. We find Paul with the professor and his granddaughter, Louise.
I think you're wrong, Professor Caldwell.
Wrong, my boy?
Well, it's here, isn't it? Not there. Oh, to be in England now that April's here.
Is it, Paul? I don't think so.
Nor do I, my child. Oh, to be in England now that April's there. Here.
You see, sir?
No, I do not see. Bless my soul, I know my Browning better than that. Oh, to be in England now that April's... Let me see.
Oh, I'm sure it's there, Grandfather. It's Paul who's wrong.
Want a bet?
Bet, indeed. I'll just get my copy of Browning, young man, and prove it to you.
Oh, it isn't important, Grandfather. Sit still.
Oh, not important when that scallywag thinks he can correct me on my Browning. Excuse me, I'll bring the book back and show you.
That was mean, Paul. You know you're wrong.
Maybe. Anyway, he gets such a kick out of proving he's right.
What?
Haven't you found that out about your own grandfather? Why, this is half the fun.
Oh, I see. And what have you found out about me?
You? Oh, lots of things.
What?
Oh, that I love you. Little unimportant things like that.
Unimportant?
And that you're beautiful, and that you have wonderful blue eyes. They are blue, aren't they?
No, they are.
Silly, I'm just teasing you.
And it's not unimportant that you love me, I mean.
Unimportant? Why, it's important.
Now then, my fine friend, we'll see who's right about this.
Oh, here, Grandfather, sit here near the light.
Oh, never mind the light, Louise, it only draws bugs. I can see well enough. Now then, Robert Browning, Home Thoughts from Abroad.
Well, is it there, sir, or here?
It's there, you young pup, there, just as I said.
Really?
Paul, you knew you were wrong.
I did not.
Oh, to be in England now that April's there.
You know the gag, don't you, Professor?
Gag, Paul?
A joke, Grandfather. A gag is a joke.
Oh, I know, my child. It's a word they use on the radio. Now then, Paul, what gag?
About that line of Browning's. It's what a lot of girls are saying these days, you see. Only they say it, oh, to be in England now that the army's there.
Oh, Paul.
Well, you see, sir, it means...
Oh, don't bother to explain it, my boy. The humor doesn't entirely escape me, you know, even if my granddaughter sometimes thinks it does.
Oh, I never thought that at all.
Oh, to be in England...
What about the invasion, Professor Caldwell? I mean, like we were talking last night.
My dear boy, I have no intention of letting you ensnare me in another discussion of the invasion. You're a journalist. You should know more about it than anyone.
Now, who's teasing who?
I'd like to have a talk with Farrell about the scrap over there. I'd like to get his ideas on it.
Well, Dave doesn't say much, really. I guess you know that.
Oh, he's so nice. Sally, too. I think they're both just grand.
They're good friends, my dear. Good friends.
Yes, I know.
Well, they're certainly swell to me. Gee, if I hadn't gotten a job with Dave, I'd never have met you.
I gather, my boy, that you refers to my granddaughter.
Oh, heck, Professor, you too.
Thank you, Paul. That's very generous of you.
Oh, Grandfather, don't tease him.
Tease him? Indeed, young lady, I'm going to leave him alone with you.
Really, sir? Don't go in on our account.
Oh, yes, Grandfather, it's such a beautiful night.
And beautiful nights, my child, are many years beyond me. Oh, Paul.
Yes, sir?
Be sure of the latch, you know.
Oh, yes, sir, I will.
One of the guards is right outside, and I'll be in my study. Call me now. Call me if there's the least little thing.
Yes, sir, I will. Don't worry.
I don't worry, young man. It isn't a matter of worry at all.
We'll be right here, Grandfather.
Very well.
Oh, Paul. Honestly. When is this going to end?
What?
You know what I mean. This awful fear. I hate it, Paul. I hate it.
Oh, come here, Louise. Up here beside me.
Yes?
It isn't fear, darling. Your grandfather isn't afraid of anything on earth.
I know, but it's so awful. Other people don't live this way, Paul. They don't have guards around their houses and people following them and all this.
Other people aren't your grandfather, dear. He's a famous man. Don't you realize his discoveries, those notes he has inside? Why, they affect the war itself. He's got to be careful, darling. You must understand that.
I try to. It's just not knowing. Not knowing when something terrible might happen.
You mustn't think that way, Louise. After all, you're not alone in this, you know. I'm here, and your grandfather knows Dave Farrell is doing all he can.
Yes, I suppose I'm being silly.
And we do have a good time. Why, by Thursday, you'll be so busy you won't think a thing about it.
Thursday? Oh, your mother and father.
Mm-hmm. Gee, I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to have them see you.
Oh, I'm so glad they're going to stay here in the house.
They'll be awfully grateful, Louise. The room you fixed up for him is terrific.
I don't mean the room. That's nothing. It's just having people here. Nice people like your mother and father. Sometimes I think I want the whole house just full of people.
No, we're doing pretty well so far.
Oh, I'm serious. It helps, Paul. With people here, it makes me think maybe...
Yeah?
Maybe it is foolish to be afraid. Maybe nothing will happen after all.
Now, about midnight, David and Sally are just returning home.
Oh, David, not so loud. Jimmy wakes up now. We'll never get him back to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I forgot. Where's Mary Lee in the kitchen?
She put the cot in Jimmy's room. She's staying all night.
Oh.
Come on out in the kitchen, dear. Fix your lunch.
Good. I'm starved.
Well, that's not a very nice compliment to Chris. I thought her dinner was lovely.
Oh, it was. Only whenever I'm out, I never eat enough. It's the way you watch me, I guess.
Why, David, how awful. Do I watch you when we're out?
No, not really, honey. What's in the icebox?
All sorts of things. You sit down, I'll start piling things in front of you.
You make me sound like Henry VIII.
Who?
You know, the guy with the hunk of roast beef in his hand.
Oh, that reminds me, Thursday night.
What?
I meant to ask Mr. Deck if I can get a nice roast for Thursday night.
Thursday? Oh, you mean Paul's mother and father.
Mm. Here, dear, take this, will you?
All right.
Going to be quite a party, really. Paul and his parents, that's three. Louise and Professor Caldwell, that makes five.
What about us?
Oh, naturally, us, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Seven altogether. How about some summer sausage?
For dinner?
Idiot, now.
Oh.
Here, it looks wonderful.
Well, I think you're the one that wants it.
I do. I'm kind of hungry, too.
Oh, say, honey, I meant to tell you. We finally settled where they're going to stay.
Oh, Paul's mother and father?
Mm-hmm.
Where, dear?
At Professor Caldwell's.
David, really?
Well, heck, Sally, it does seem silly to put him in a hotel.
But does Professor Caldwell know?
Certainly he knows. You heard Paul tell us last night. He insisted, so did Louise.
I see.
Why do you say that?
I didn't say anything, dear. I was just thinking.
You said, I see. Every time you use that sentence, I know you mean something else.
Some milk?
Yes, please.
Oh, it's really all right, I suppose. Hotels are crowded. And as Paul said, they haven't a great deal of money.
But?
Hmm?
Come on, let's have it. But what?
Well, to be perfectly frank about it, David, it seems sort of, I don't know, funny.
And by that you mean,
I mean, dear, that you're the one who has to help Professor Caldwell.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to tell you about the people following him and trying to get his notes. He told you because he knew you'd help. Isn't that right?
Okay, so?
Well, it just seems to me you're losing your place, that's all.
My place? Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, perhaps that isn't the word exactly, but with Paul in love with Louise and with him living there, now his family going to stay there too, I just think... Oh, I don't know, I'm all wrong, I suppose.
No, you're not, Sally. Go on, you think what?
It just doesn't seem to me that it's right, David. Professor Caldwell trusts you, don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
What must he think if you allow all those strangers to move in on him?
Strangers? Honey, it's Paul. He works for me, remember?
Yes, I know, but...
Actually, his moving in there was a break for me. I can keep that much closer to the thing.
Why, no, David, that's all true, and they are his mother and father. Goodness knows it's nice of Professor Caldwell to put them up.
Why, sure, honey. You're just fussing about nothing.
I suppose I am at that.
Matter of fact, I think it's going to be fun having Paul's parents here. From the way he talks, they must be pretty swell people.
Of course they are, David. My, he's the most devoted boy I've ever known.
Sure, you just wait and see. Thursday night will be fun.
I do worry too much, I guess. It's only that I can see how much Professor Caldwell trusts you, David. I'm so eager to have you help him. Anyone can see how much it means. You must help him, David. You must.
Yes, perhaps Sally does worry too much. For as David says, it looks like the days ahead will be fun. You won't want to miss any of this interesting story, so listen tomorrow for another chapter of Front Page Feral. Do painful, unsightly corns and calluses stop you from having fun at the beach or in the country? Why spoil a good time when Freezone will help fix up those corns? Freezone is a liquid containing pain-relieving and soothing ingredients that give welcome relief. When you apply it, notice the almost invisible coating it forms. Unlike pads and corn treatments which only touch the outer surface of the corn, Freezone actually helps remove the corn itself. And it's so simple to use, Freezone. Just apply a few drops with the handy glass applicator which comes in every bottle. Follow directions, and after a few applications, Freezone usually aids in removing the corn easily. Many druggists have recommended Freezone for over 27 years because it works. Get a bottle of Freezone, Freezone, today. Front Page Feral is on the air again at the same time tomorrow at 5:45 p.m. Eastern Wartime over this station. Be sure to listen. This is Mark Goodson saying goodbye for Front Page Feral and inviting you to listen to Easy Aces, radio's distinctive laugh novelty, on the air tonight over another network. Consult your local paper for time and station.
Get really fast, truly wonderful relief from a sudden attack of heartburn or indigestion due to hyperacidity. Carry a handy box of Bisodol mint-flavored tablets with you whenever away from home. When taken as directed, these tablets give incredibly fast relief from stomach distress due to stomach acidity. Easy to carry, easy to take. Bisodol mint-flavored tablets are only 25 cents at all druggists. Get some today.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.